Hello, I'm Nelson.
So, I'm Mr. Space, I mean. Today we're gonna get a great suitability for my friend and everyone. We can get a great suitability of my fun science. You can get inside of the channel. Animation is awesome. It's awesome. We can get with tiny little bugs and see my magic wand to save Earth from a volcano and how it doesn't work. And the Earth. You might think this is not a valid video, but it's actually, it's only 10 minutes long. But it's a very cool object. It made you think the Earth will crash on an asteroid one day. But we can use technology that the Earth is pointing to the asteroid, but I use my magic power and shoot it all away. That's a big problem. I would say in this picture, this is a big problem. I need to solve it by using my cloud, because this is weightless in space. And then I just use my cloud and flow over that, and boom! I shoot that laser off. With that, any of the planets in the solar system, I shoot a beam laser and straight through the asteroid, and the asteroid break down. And so he was being jumped away. And that's the asteroid. He was laughing that it would destroy all the life on Earth. I just don't take my magic wand. I just came out with my bare hands. And I just saw that asteroid. And I thought, that's a big problem for Earth and for us. I was panicking. And then suddenly, Bobo had an idea, he said. And my planet pet, he says, this is really a big problem, but I will solve it because I know what few steps, how to stop this asteroid. What? By using genetic technology. Hey, I found this idea. And he tells the Earth that he needs technology. He gets in here. And Earth said, good. We're gonna get it anyways. And then he called to his friends, come on, little Cloudy, let's come. And then he all went, and he used the gold power to shoot out the laser. And then he pow! His pet pow, using the technology alternating and alternating, and track the asteroid. Let the asteroid open. I was spotted. And I was spotted, and finally it just dunked away. And very quickly, Earth is saved. He was in great animation. We were pleased, Earth. Thanks for being your home, we must save you. But after that, the sun was barely, and he was laughing. Ha ha ha, you might get lost, get to my friend. Oh no, look, the sun. I was the sun on the cloud. My cloud doesn't have anyone's, so I just draw a cloud anyways, because this is an orange and my magic pet. It looks like this, so I draw it. And then the Earth, I give the Earth, and this is made of water and cement. And that's it.
tried to gobble him up. And the earth said, "Help!"
And I used the water and then I have an idea. I to my to pull some of these cool openings, we can straight balance. So if you pull out a little bit and spray on the sun, and the sun quickly shortened away. And his arms are getting shorter and shorter. And finally gets into normal sun. It was pretty far away, but it's a little bit closer. And then it looks like this. Hello, son. Nice to meet you. Hello. And then the solar system back in space. Mercury and Venus are getting out. Do you want to give me sunlight?
I will.
And then the greenhouse gas comes. It orbits around the Earth. At that time, you may think that was really squishy and tiny, and that was the sun bends straight through the center, but it's also bending. The Earth is actually its own architecture. All the light it gave. And that was making a bit messy here, because that all kind of ordinary information is just shooting out and just in different directions. So the sun maybe looks like you're just going to shoot out in different directions, and also this kind of shoot. And this was Mercury. It's pretty small, closer from the sun. Venus is much more closer and is also containing the sun, but its carbon monoxide is much more stronger. It's a kind of like a ship of the heart. Because Venus is the god of beauty, so it may look like there was a heart of a container around Venus. So that's why you can still hear that is everywhere. And let's get. Once time, I was in the forest and I just draw my weapons license. And then I and my pet are walking around the forest, And suddenly I saw an angel. This angel looks like this. And then a big bad guy. It looks like this. And with the wings in this culture. It's a pretty big for me. And also it has two open layers and also had a heart with a diamond in it. That's pretty bad. Because of that, that means it can gobble energy. But I have a nice solution. I tell that I have a lot of magic clump of energy. So I put them in the plump. 3, 8, 6, 8, 4, 8. And I just put a magic bottle in it. And I just, because this bottle was very, very big, if you want to gobble him all, you may have been stuck. And he says, the bottle says, you must read these so you can open that jar. And he said, and then he says, click here if you want to one. And then he click it. And then suddenly, all that power orbiting around it, the foam is stuck in and surrounding the heart. It's surrounding the heart. Until the heart is completely broken. And after that, it cannot be a bad angel anymore. So it is profiled. And finally, it became smaller and smaller, finally to my size. It's a guy. She turned to my friend. This is Mary. She's an angel. But actually, well, her pet wants to do it with me because I'm handsome and also had a very strong magic. And my pet is called Space. It's very, very strong. The strongest in the world and of the universe. Can they know? Because it's floating out like a planet. Looks like her, but it had rings and also like Earth. So whatever you say, that is a great fallation. This is we are happy, and then we are a family, and we had to get together in a magic floating machine right in here on this machine. My robot that I create is leaving this room. This is him, but now he gives me because I have a wife and we didn't have any home. And this one is I made for him. Now he gives to me. Says, I don't need this one anymore. I will survive. Says, okay. And then it has the same conditions on there. It had landscapes, had volcanoes, rock wraps, and my home. We are happy here. And her pet is my pet now. I have two pets. And her herself is gonna get lonely. And then she get a new pet. It's a butterfly called Charlie. It looks like this. It's a reflection. It looks like this. A tiny leaf. A tiny plant. A tiny leaf plant. And then he had turned to my pet too. After I was tamed him. And so she was still going alone. And then we also had a super duper awesome rocket flying into space and also had magical rings. Had big oceans and volcanoes and our home and forests in air and with some rain and other things. I love to go and live in this place. Until I saw something. A very strange thing happened. I used the number detector, which if everyone had wrong the question, you surely had some problem, and sometimes they will die. So I was using the problem of that and for Mary, and now I have a problem for this giant. This giant, just like my house size, it looks like this. It had a strong beak and a long jaw's hair. And he was actually very angry. And also, he had a fly pair of drooms, Dixie. And also, he also just only had a plantation of flame legs. It's much more like my house, and also it has a pair of magical rings that allow electricity that can break my rings. And so we had to find out what was happening. So I get out of it and I land on this monster's beak. And I use the number twos. And I let him eat one. And then they flew straight into the mouth. And then suddenly, the eyes had been tied down. It dropped into my house. And he had one eye. And then the another sensation is to the stomach. And round and round. It took me enough time to get to it. And lay down an egg. Woo! And then he quickly again and flew out the eye. Now he had eyes. And he also used the beak. He ate out the beak. He doesn't eat me. and then he eats out the whole mouth. And then he put that into my magic house. Then he looks like a bit strange. The monster is actually been dying. He was very angry and wanted to move. But I called Mars out. Mars, I was putting that in a fire shape. I just used that as an iteration as one of the planets in our solar system. I just call him in the story. And then he threw fireballs. Foom, foom, foom. And fire it up. The whole body of that bean monster had been fired up. And it was burning and churning until finally the hair is mostly off. The hair is mostly off. And then I call Earth out. And the other planets in the solar system, like Mercury and Venus. Venus is much like this. Mars is that. And Jupiter is these. Saturn is rings. And the pale book sigh, rain. Oh. What? The pale book's line, Uranus. And don't forget Neptune, the largest planet from the sun. It also had a ring, but very weakly. And also, call the friend out. Okay, this is all the planets in the solar system. I call them out, and I call out the sun, myself. The sun is myself. And then, we are going to attack this monster. And also, my pets come out because they love me and they share with me. Like, Space, Hawk, Fireheart, and the Leaf. They're all coming here. They're all coming here and surrounding me. And they said, well, let's go up. So this is the story of the part of the story. Number two, the chapter two, we get mushrooms and mushroom time. We get to just a lot of the mushrooms. Anyways, if someone want to get a sentence for Man Imagine Channel, it means that you can get play a super duper awesome game. That is a kind of magic game. It's actually what we can just throw in this name to make a life rich. Well, it's a break. And so say. And just an every, where is it? I work. Bye.